Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Christmas night showdown with San Francisco.
Good to see everybody. Thanks for being here. Good practice. Excited about the upcoming game, obviously, on Christmas night against a very worthy opponent. Big challenge for us. Guys are working hard. We're excited. What questions do you have?
John, this is only like the second time you guys have actually been not favorites and been underdogs. Will that be used in any of the messaging this week with you?
It was mentioned. Sure.
Coach, just a minute, Vicky has a sack in 11 straight games, ties the NFL record. Teams are obviously watching a lot of film on him. How's he still able to be so productive? Is it adjustments or is it stout physical people?
Well, he's doing great. He's just playing really well, Todd. I mean, that's probably the main thing. He's playing at a high level. He's pretty relentless. But also, probably have to say, to your point, he's got a lot of guys playing around him really well, too. So those guys kind of feed off each other, protect one another, create opportunities for one another.
John, obviously, you know, the key, all the guys behind him have experience, guys who leave out and used and played well. Curious, though, how things change, I guess, from a running game perspective, if at all, play calling scheme, game plan, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, we're going to run our offense. I mean, it'll be our offense with the guys we have. The plays that he was running, the other guys can run, you know, and everybody puts their own fingerprint on the play. You know, the play looks the way it does a lot of times because of the guy who's running it. You know, that's really the personality of a play. Everybody runs very similar plays, but not all of them look the same. So the guys running it will put their flair onto it and do that. And obviously it'll be we're going to miss Keaton. You know, he's a great player, great guy, one of the young guys, you know, kind of a revelation, you know, and he'll continue to be that when he comes back, and the other guys will get their chance, and they'll go get the job done.
John, when it comes to Brock Purdy, it seems like a lot of people have different opinions when it comes to the type of player he is. What do you see when you watch him on film, and what's it been like kind of game planning to try to stop him?
Right. Well, Brock Purdy, I see a really, really very good quarterback who's playing at a very high level, leading a very high-level offense to great success. I mean, he's playing winning football, you know, and operates in his style. He sees things. He gets the ball quick. He can make every throw. He throws a beautiful ball, moves around the pocket, scrambles when he needs to, throws on a run when he needs to, operates the system really well. I mean, all the things that I'm sure their coaches really want to see in a quarterback, I'm sure he's doing really well. So for us, it's just a matter of defending the offense. He's a part of the offense. Oh, they have a lot of good players. They have a really good scheme. So applying our defense and our players, our abilities, and physicality and all the other things we do to trying to stop their offense.
John, you talked about their four all-pro caliber playmakers on Monday, and kind of each one of those guys is, a different kind of threat. I mean, given that, how helpful is it to have a guy like Kyle who can be kind of a different kind of defender on each series if you need him to?
Well, you know, we feel like we match up well against anybody, but basically. And we like our players a lot. We think we have really, really excellent players, the highest level players. It's going to be hard for us not to match up well. It's going to be hard to outmatch us. I don't care who you are. So we like our matchups. I'm sure they like ours, and we're going to play on Monday night.
Coach, when you look at the film and through the games, and despite the record, do you feel like you guys have played your best game yet? Or is that
no, I don't think we have played our best game yet. You know, for sure we haven't played our best game yet. That's something you work for. We talk about it all the time. We try to improve all the time. And, you know, we had a really good practice today, so we're continuing to try to do that and put our best game in front of us still.
John, could this be one of those throwback games with two strong running games and very physical in the trenches?
Well, you know, I mean, it's probably an interesting term. I think that's always going to be football. You know, Mike, it's always going to be about that at the end of the day. So, yes, probably. It's going to be that kind of game for sure. It's going to be you got two strong defenses. You got strong offensive lines, strong running games. You got playmakers really on every side also. You got strong special teams. I mean, all these things come into play in a game like that.
John, Law has this crazy, 19-1 record against the NFC. Do you kind of feel that there's sort of an adjustment period that for teams that don't regularly see kind of Lamar and your style of offense?
Right. I don't know. It'd be a good question for the teams over there, you know. But it's a good record. I hope it's 20-1 after this game.
John, have we seen Lamar develop and mature? And I think you've talked about just how well he's managing the game. What goes into being a good game manager? And I guess, is there anything that he does that you think he doesn't get enough credit for?
Well, yeah, I think that. I mean, to me, like, we talk about it quite a bit here. You guys have heard me talk about it a lot. He operates the huddle at the line, his clock management, his ability to work the play clock with the motion, the play call. Even when we're running late, like early in the game, we didn't have our helmet. And it was operating the T, basically signaling the signals, you know, like with sign language. I didn't know Lamar knew sign. They have their own sign language, I guess. And they were able to get those plays in there before we could get the helmet in. And Lamar still, you know, kept it smooth. It operated without any real panic. You know, he's got a real flair for being, you know, calm in those kind of situations.
You touch on this in different ways, but what's the toughest challenge that San Francisco presents to you guys?
Oh, man. If I said one, I would be, how could I even pick one? There's so many. That's a really good football team, you know, and they challenge you multiple different ways. So I really couldn't pick one thing. No concern.
What's on the John Harbaugh Christmas wish list?
Well, you know, life is always better when you win, right? So that's probably the number one thing that we're all going to try to accomplish out there. But I would say, you know, if you're asking and if anybody really cares, I would just say that we all, you know, really try to remember, you know, that the Advent message. You know, and the idea that there are great and amazing, incredible things going on. And just the very fact that we have life and the very fact that we, you know, we have something beyond that, you know, that is eternal. And that we're all here together for a reason, to live together, you know, in peace. You know, that's what I would say. Let's try to get along, you know. Let's try to get along for a week. See if we can pull that off. You know, that'd be nice. So, but I guess that would be it. And a win. That, you know, those two things. World peace and a win. How about that? Okay? I'm not sure in that order. No.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, just being on the road on Christmas, is there any kind of special thing that you do with the team on Christmas morning, or how do you handle that as a team
that
coach?
No, we just get ready for the game. I wish we had some clever thing. We'll probably have some turkey and ham probably for the pregame meal, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But no. Football. It's all football. Good, thank you.
Thank you.